Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is another Monday. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, who is no doubt still working today because he just never stops working. We've got an incredible lineup of news for you here today. Breaking news on several fronts. We've got some hard-hitting guests joining us, including in the third hour, a U.S. Army medic who was court-martialed for refusing vaccines, but even going through the legal process in the military to have a religious exemption to those vaccines. He was threatened with being fragged, among other things. He's going to join us in the third hour. In the second hour, we're joined by John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com to just, we are going to tear into the breaking news now about the drug companies and the fraud and the bribery and the spiked vaccine test results. We now have evidence, virtually proof at this point, whistleblowers from inside Merck who say that they caught their company spiking the mumps vaccine with animal antibodies to fake the efficacy rate in order to defraud the U.S. government and lie to the FDA. And they say that, in fact, Merck's behavior, according to their allegations, which were filed in a False Claims Act, that's now a matter of public record, they say that Merck actually, through their actions, contributed to the spread of infectious disease and thereby allowed them to sell more vaccines because the disease was spreading. Gee, we're vindicated yet again here in the alternative media, which is becoming the new mainstream media, the only truth-telling media left on the planet, it seems. We've got that story coming up in the second hour. Also, here in the first hour, I've got a review of the new video just put out yesterday by Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, Humanity's Greatest Secret. I'm going to talk about that and tell you why that is such a big deal and why the big picture perspective here is so on target to what really matters. We are talking about the future of human civilization. It's why we've got to defeat the tyranny. We've got to defeat the globalists. We've got to defeat the genetic intervention of the future of life on Earth, because the very future of humanity is at stake. And I'll tell you why coming up in the bottom of this first hour. But before then, now, some of the breaking news today. Check this out. Well, let's start with the simple stuff, and then we'll get into the more fascinating things. But a poll, the Hill poll, says the majority of Americans now believe Obama has changed the country for the worse. 56% of likely voters, they say, believe Obama's first term has transformed the nation in a negative way. You think? You think? Yeah, maybe. And 35% believe the country has changed for the better. Like, where are these 35%? I'm curious about those people. Do they think we should run more guns into Mexico? Do they think we should destroy more of the Bill of Rights? I mean, how many amendments are remaining before they stamp them all out? Anyway, that's an interesting poll at thehill.com. Here's something interesting. A family was slugged with a carbon tax for the funeral. So while they were grieving for the loss of a loved one, they got slapped with a carbon tax for burying their family member. And it seems like the cemetery here had to apologize because they said, quote, even the dead don't escape the carbon tax. Yeah, nothing certain but death and taxes, and now carbon taxes when you're dead. That's what it's all coming to. Al Gore should be happy. I guess we're all going to keep paying taxes as our bodies decompose and release elements into the atmosphere. We're going to be taxed on that as well. Now, McDonald's is sponsoring the Olympics, which is raising question marks with anyone who knows anything about nutrition and health. Really? You're going to have a high-calorie, high-sodium, fast food, processed food company sponsoring the Olympics, which is supposed to be about elite athletes and peak human performance? That's a strange question. Anyway, got a lot more news coming up, including a story from WorldNet Daily and much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we will continue. Stay with us.
Oh. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFood's quick-fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, folks. Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. You are on the Alex Jones channel, listening to the tip of the spear of truth-telling news in its worldwide broadcast on this Monday in July. So thank you for joining us. We've got an incredible show lined up for you. Key guests ahead. We've got a lot of evidence that has come out now showing that Merck faked its vaccine studies regarding mumps vaccine, and that according to the whistleblowers at Merck, the company has defrauded the U.S. government and other governments of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, over the years. We've got that story coming up. We've got, what is that, a drone outside? It's like I hear something coming in. we're being grazed by weird machines out there. I think it's just actually lawn care people. No big deal. We've got John Rappaport coming up in that segment. Then we've got a U.S. Army medic who was court-martialed because of his religious exemption for vaccines. And he's going to be joining us by Skype in the third hour to talk about how he was threatened with even being fragged, and what he had to go through, the abuse that he had to go through because he just did not want to be injected with an experimental vaccine. And so these stories tie together. We're talking about the big lie of the vaccines and then how it's happening in the military that these people are being so pressured to undergo the vaccines. In fact, you know, we have another story here about the military. Let me dig this out of the stack because there's just so much here. Here it is. The what is this? Was it called the Medal of Honor, the False Valor Act? Is that what it was called? Anyway, the Supreme Court, at the same time that it ruled in favor of Obamacare as a tax, by the way, also ruled that it is a free speech right for any person in America to claim that they are a Medal of Honor winner, that you can't have a law that provides penalties for lying about winning the Medal of Honor. Now, this, predictably, is getting a lot of veterans really angry, and I'm with them on that. I think that the Medal of Honor is something that's special, right? I mean, you have to earn that. You don't just, it's not given out at Halloween like candy. This is, and the other military medals are earned by people who put their lives on the line. And then to allow someone else to go out there and just say, oh, I won the Medal of Honor, and I won this, and I won that, and I served here, and I served there. What if those are complete lies? To allow someone to lie about that just basically it devalues the true value of the medal for those who really earned it, who really put their lives on the line, and all those who would have earned it had they lived through their encounters. So there you go. The Supreme Court saying that it's your free speech right to lie about the Medal of Honor. Isn't that interesting? So you don't have free speech to protest anywhere near the president. You don't have free speech to tell the truth about a nutritional supplement and how it might prevent arthritis or prevent cancer. Oh, you don't have that free speech right, but you do have the free speech right to lie about winning the Medal of Honor. Wow, where's the honor in that? See, that's the thing. That's what's happening in America. The honor is disappearing, and it's okay to lie, but you are punished for telling the truth. That's the real contradiction that is emerging in this culture of total runaway government criminality, the thuggish behavior, the complete deception, the lying, the unethical behavior, the pedophiles at the TSA, and much more. This is what's taking over our country today. But moving on with other news, natural and organic items are grabbing a bigger share in the marketplace. This is interesting because it shows that people are paying attention to what they put in their bodies. Hey, maybe they don't want to get cancer from eating a lot of pesticides. But I got a warning to tell you, you know, and my nickname is the Health Ranger. This is the area that I study the most. A lot of the so-called natural claims on products are completely bogus. Not all of them, but the word natural, just so you know, is not regulated by the FDA in any way whatsoever. So anybody can make any product, a snack chip, a soda, even with aspartame in it, and they can claim it's natural. Anybody can claim anything is natural. It's not regulated. So beware of that term. Make sure you read the ingredients and know what you're actually getting. But anyway, the natural and organic grocery sector market is growing very rapidly. Here's something that'll freak you out. You know the highly addictive pain-killing drug OxyContin? You know about this drug. You've heard about all the addicts and all the break-ins in the pharmacies of people trying to steal this drug and how can destroy people's lives once they get hooked on the drug and then they need it and they can't get off the drug and then they go to other transition drugs and their lives are just destroyed. Well, the Wall Street Journal has an article. This was actually from a couple of days ago. I got a printout right here in front of me. The headline, here it is, July 2nd. The headline is OxyContin trial planned for kids, for children. Children as young as 6 years old, 6 to 16, are going to be brought into a clinical trial to study the effects of two daily doses of OxyContin on these 6-year-old children who have, quote, moderate to severe pain, who require opioid analgesics. Opioids, yeah, right. So now, okay, let me get this straight. Welcome to America. You don't have the free speech right to tell the truth about nutrition, but we do in the airports sexually molest the children through the TSA agents, and now we're going to put children on highly addictive pain-killing drugs when they're 6 years old, not to mention shooting them up with endless vaccines, which we're going to show later in this show how at least one of those has been completely faked for over 10 years. Faked. We're going to show that. We're going to have a whole segment on that in the second hour here. And then on top of that, they put these kids on psychiatric drugs, the mind-altering psych drugs, the SSRIs, the antidepressants, psychotropics.
Wait. Aren't children supposed to be sacred? Isn't life supposed to be sacred? Aren't children supposed to be protected by the drug companies? It is insane that we allow pedophiles to run loose in this country and we allow the drug companies to treat our children like guinea pigs. But that's what's going on. That's okay. Moving on, because I'll get into crazy areas of discussion about that topic. This is in Forbes. Forbes, an article by Larry Bell. You may have already seen this. I think Alex mentioned it yesterday. The UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms. This is the UN agreement, the Small Arms Treaty. And in this article by Larry Bell, he points out that if this is passed by the UN and then ratified by the U.S. Senate, here's what it's going to mean. Are you ready for this? Here's what it's going to mean. All of you legal, lawful gun owners out there, listen up. It's going to quote, ban the sale, trade, and private ownership of all semi-automatic weapons. Yeah, semi-autos. That means, you know, you pull the trigger once, you get one shot. All going to be banned. And there's going to be an international gun registry. So if you own a gun, you're supposed to register with the UN. How's that for globalist control? And, oh, they're going to confiscate and destroy all, quote, unauthorized civilian firearms. Well, what are unauthorized firearms? Well, the ones that Obama says you shouldn't have. Unauthorized firearms would be any firearms that function. You know, it's funny, being here in Austin, Texas, I just laugh at this, at the idea that the UN thinks they're going to roll into Texas and confiscate everybody's guns. That is a pathetic and a hilarious idea at the same time. That is never going to happen. Never going to happen. Just try it. Oh, man. The UN people don't know Texas, let me tell you. All right. Moving on. Cell phone radiation. The telecommunications companies do not want you to know the truth about the research between cell phones and radiation. This is up on, is this on Infowars.com right now, guys? Any idea? I think it is. Okay. Infowars.com. Check that out. The Daily Caller has a new article today. Formal complaint seeks the disbarment of Eric Holder in D.C. So they're going to try to actually disbar this top attorney in the country. Think about it. This is the guy that is the most powerful attorney in the nation in terms of just rank, you know, constitutional rank. Maybe rank is the right word, but he's the one who masterminded the gun running into Mexico, the complete violation of law. So there's an effort now to try to disbar him. That's been published at the Daily Caller. And Mike Vanderbone and David Kadria filed a formal complaint with the Washington, D.C. office of bar counsel, alleging that Holder had committed, quote, professional misconduct during the congressional investigation into the scandal. Yeah, you think so? Lying to investigators, withholding evidence, conspiring to commit felony acts in order to destroy the rights of people to purchase legal firearms for their own self-defense? Really? Is that professional misconduct? I guess we'll find out. What do we have here? Zero Hedge. China shuns U.S. and invests directly in Iran oil fields. So here we have more. This is a strategic question of how China and Iran are forming stronger ties. And by the way, China is doing this all over the world, forming financial and political ties with nations that have key resources that are crucial for the ongoing success of the Chinese economy. If you look at supplies of things like natural gas, petroleum, and even concrete, China's got them. China's got the dibs on those resources, and they're pulling them in, and they're making sure that countries like the United States can't get access to those resources. And at the same time, by the way, China has all the rare earth metals and minerals that are key strategic resources in terms of weapons and guided missiles and telecommunications equipment, all those kinds of things. China has a lock on those too. So watch for that to get very heated in the years ahead. All right, here we go. If you host a Bible study program in your own home, you could be facing 60 days in prison and a $12,000 fine. This is what happened to a couple in Arizona, in Phoenix. And he's been sentenced now to 60 days in prison and a $12,000 fine for hosting Bible study. Michael Salmon and his wife have been hosting gatherings for 15 to 20 people to discuss the Bible. Now they're going to jail. because you can't teach people out of your own home. We'll have a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with much more.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of 4 a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy 2 or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And, wow, we were just before the break, we were talking about 60 days in prison and a $12,000 fine for hosting a home Bible study in Arizona. Now, this man, this couple, was hosting, 15 to 20 people to teach concepts about the Bible, share some food, to discuss their creator and their religion. And now that he's being sentenced, Michael Salmon is being sentenced to 60 days in prison and a $12,000 fine. Police officers, a dozen or almost a dozen, raided their home and gathered, quote, evidence of their, quote, crimes, which I assume would have included Bibles. And he was then found guilty of 67 code violations. And now he's going to be ripped away from his family and put in prison for 2 months. And the assistant city prosecutor is asking the court to revoke his probation and convert it into a 2.5-year jail sentence. Well, that's a real God hater right there, a Bible hater, since he continues to hold worship gatherings on his property despite court orders. Oh, so let me get this straight. If you have a birthday party for your 7-year-old, now you don't need permits. You don't need any of that. You can just have a little birthday party. Or if you have friends over for a dinner, you can have 12, 15, 20 people over for a dinner. Just a little party, even a crazy drinking party, you can have 15 to 20 people over as long as you don't make too much noise. And I can't imagine that Bible study was a huge amount of noise. They probably weren't, you know, partying out in the backyard and slugging down vodka. That's probably not what happened in Bible study. And yet they get arrested and raided and now facing 2.5 years in jail. This is insane. This is what America has come to. And regardless of whether you follow the Bible or any particular religion, don't we have a First Amendment right in this country? Don't we have the right, freedom of religion and freedom of expression, to just have friends come over to their house and talk about ideas without being raided at gunpoint by a bunch of cops and thrown in prison? Is this what it's come to? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Anyway, that story is up on, endoftheamericandream.com. Is it up on InfoWars? I hope so. That should be up on InfoWars. Maybe it is. Speaking of InfoWars, I saw something yesterday that I wanted to just mention, because I did research about this. There's a new sponsor on InfoWars that's sponsoring some pinhole glasses. I got to tell you, there is a cover-up behind conventional eye doctors and what's going on there. Now, these pinhole glasses really work. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you check them out, you can get these pinhole glasses. They exercise your eyes, and for many people, they really do improve vision. Now, I don't have any financial ties to this. This is an independent review. But here's what I found out when I wrote about this, like, I don't know, 8 months ago or something. The mythology of conventional eye doctors is they say the reason your vision gets blurry is because your eye changes its shape. Yeah, they say your eyeball got longer or shorter. Now, that doesn't make any sense. Is that skull still around here? We could actually show it. But anyway, it was Alex using it last week for his documentary on anthropology and so on. But if you look at the human skull, you'll notice that the eye sockets are surrounded by bone. Well, the shape of your eye is not going to change unless your skull changes its shape. The only way your eye can get longer is if your head gets jammed into a trash compactor or something. I mean, seriously, how's your eye going to change shape? Your eye is a gelatinous mass. It takes on the shape of the socket in which it resides. So the reason we get blurry vision for some people, not all types of vision problems, but for many of them, it's because the muscles that change the shape of your eye lens, those muscles actually get weak. And when those muscles get weak, you can't refocus on the proper portion of the back of your eye. Now, you may say, well, why does that get weak? Sorry, I'm going to turn this off before I get on air. You may say, well, why do your muscles get weak? It's because you're not working them out. So just like if you don't work out your legs and you don't go to the gym and pump weights and you don't work out, you're going to atrophy your muscles. You're going to get weaker. Well, your eye muscles, if you don't live out in the country or somewhere that you're focusing on distant objects and then close-in objects and back and forth, distant and close-in, that exercises the muscles that change the shape of your lens. They change the concavity of your lens that help the image focus on the back of your eye. I hope I'm not getting too technical here. But your eyeball needs exercise. That's the bottom line. Anyway, these pinhole glasses actually do exercise your eyes. And for many people, they can recover their vision, eliminate the blurriness, and they never need glasses because of this. So I just wanted to, you know, go on the record and say that's something to check out. And I did an independent review of it, and that's what I found out. So that could save you a lot of money and a lot of hassle. Sure, I'm going to get mail from some eye doctor saying, no, the eyeball changes shape. Whatever. Skull doesn't. Not after you're, like, 6. Anyway, stay with us. We'll have a lot more straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more in the segment coming up about the future of humanity.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We got a lot of mind-blowing information coming up for you in this segment. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for you today. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far, and we're just getting started. Believe me, there's so much more coming up. Your mind is about to be expanded beyond belief. And no substance is required, just information and awareness. That's the best part of it. Now, along those lines, by the way, I don't know if you get a shot of this, guys, but I have on the InfoWars desk here, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I have a salt lick, a mineral lick for cattle. And you can go out and buy this at any animal feed store. I'm going to mention this later. I don't know if you can get a shot of it, whatever. Anyway, it's a trace mineral lick. It's kind of brown colored, looks like a brick, actually, but it's for animals to consume to get trace minerals. But if you dare prescribe trace minerals to humans, suddenly you're in violation of the FDA. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Why do animals get the nutrition but not humans? Ask yourself that question as you listen in. But the big thing coming up in this segment begins with an amazing documentary that Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew put out yesterday after many, many days, well, many weeks of production and many days of rendering. Here it is. Humanity's, well, there's the shot for those viewing. The trace mineral salt lick. Yeah, good stuff. But here's the
You got to see this documentary. It's humanity's greatest secret, Stairway to the Universe. This was put out yesterday by Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. You got to see it. Go to InfoWars.com. Watch this documentary. I think it's about 20 to 30 minutes, something in that range. This is amazing. This is big, big picture thinking. And if you really want to understand why all of this matters, why we need to defeat tyranny, why we need to expose the globalist agenda, why we need to take a stand against GMOs and stealth viruses and vaccines and domination over the food supply and intellectual property domination over genes and life and seeds and everything. Why do we need to achieve victory in all of this? Watch that documentary, Humanity's Greatest Secret, Stairway to the Universe. Now, what's amazing to me about this, this is almost bizarre. Just a few days before this came out, I put out a video called The God Within, which is also a documentary. And that's available. You can view that right now at divinitynow.com, which is a non-profit, non-commercial website just about expanding consciousness and awareness from a spiritual perspective. And that there's so many tie-ins between these two documentaries, you would almost think that we must have sat down and met together to discuss these ideas, but we didn't. What's fascinating is that we're thinking in parallel. Where InfoWars is going, we're going also over at Natural News. We're talking about the big, big picture. What is the overarching spiritual victory path to bring us into a place of true awareness of what's going on, true freedom? I'm talking about universal freedom from tyranny. I'm talking about honoring life. I'm talking about acknowledging the existence of a creator of this universe. Those are the kinds of concepts that we are getting into. And here's why this really matters. If you look at the overriding philosophy, or you could say the undercurrent philosophy of the scientific dictatorship that is trying to dominate humanity right now, it is one of what I call a zombie universe. And I'm going to read you some quotes here that will absolutely blow your mind. Because I think most of you listening, you agree that you are a conscious, self-aware individual. You have free will, right? You can decide what to do. You have consciousness. It's self-evident. You can experience it at every moment. You're awake. You're alive, right? And most of you believe there is a creator, a God, an intelligent consciousness, a vastly greater intelligence behind our universe and behind life and the magic and the miracle of life and artistry and everything that we witness that's so beautiful around us. And yet, the scientists, the conventional scientists out there who are dominating the political agenda, the scientific dictatorship, they think there's no consciousness, they think there is no creator, you don't have free will, and you are nothing more than a biological robot. All right, I'm going to read you quotes. This is from Stephen Hawking, who is one of the most widely acclaimed physicists in the realm of conventional physics. And he says, there is no heaven. And that whole story, he says, is a fairy tale for people who are afraid of the dark. And this is in The Guardian. I'm holding the story right in front of me. The Guardian, this was published in May 15th of 2011. There is no heaven. It's a fairy story for people who are afraid of the dark. Now, Stephen Hawking goes on to say in another book that I researched and wrote about, quote, it's hard to imagine how free will can operate if our behavior is determined by physical law. So it seems we are no more than biological machines and that free will is just an illusion. That's what he says. He says he regards the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There is no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That's his point of view. And it's not just Hawking. It's not just people like that. It's also, if you go back, it's Francis Crick, the co-discoverer of DNA. He said that awareness is nothing more than a feeling. He says, quote, that your joys and sorrows, your memories, your sense of personal identity and free will are, in fact, no more than the behavior of a vast assembly of nerve cells and their associated molecules. In other words, you're not even human, people. You're not even alive. Now, why does this matter? Because this is the scientific underpinning, the dark, destructive, philosophical foundation from which tyrants can destroy lives and justify it. if they want to commit mass genocide, if they want to kill off 5.8 billion people on the planet and bring it down to just 1 billion people, if they want to use children for vaccine experiments and exploit their bodies, they think it's totally fine because they worship a philosophy of the zombie universe. No free will, no creator, nothing is divine. Nothing matters. In fact, you're not even alive. You have no free will. You have no consciousness. And therefore, if they torture you, if they abuse you, if they kill you, there is no moral consequence to their actions. You see how dangerous and deadly that is. So for us as info warriors, as truth tellers, as people who wish to aspire to the greatness of human civilization, who wish to protect innocent life, who wish to expand the diversity of life and beauty on this planet. And that's what Alex's documentary gets to, Humanity's Greatest Secret, Stairway of the Universe. And this is what my documentary talks about, The God Within. If we want to achieve this greatness, we have to first respect the existence of consciousness, that we are conscious beings, that we have free will. Now, stay with me here. I know this is not run-of-the-mill politics, all right? This is not current events news. You're not going to get this on CNN or even Fox News. This is what is above everything that we are dealing with right here in the battle for freedom and liberty. When you want to achieve victory over tyrants, you have to first have a philosophical foundation that respects and understands and values the sacredness of life on this planet. And that means you have to respect the fact that we have a creator, that the universe has a creator, that we are conscious beings, and therefore, we are responsible for our actions. You see how the philosophy of the zombie universe, the dead universe, the unconscious universe that's pushed by modern physics and those scientists who are mostly just atheists, by the way, that philosophy is one of nothing matters. You're not responsible for your actions. In fact, it's a setup for pre-crime, because they can say that if they predetermine that you're going to act out in a certain way in the future, they can arrest you today under pre-crime because you can't control your actions because you're a biological robot. It's also a get out of jail free card for criminals who do go out and commit murder and rape and theft and scheme and plot and destroy, which is everybody in Washington these days, it seems. Those people are given a free pass because, again, the scientists say, well, those people aren't responsible for their actions either. They're just acting out like a giant biochemical neurological pinball machine. It's cause and effect. They have no free will. They have no choice. They couldn't help themselves. So when someone goes out and murders and rapes and steals, they can't help themselves, these scientists would argue, because they have no consciousness and they have no free will. That philosophy, friends, that is going to lead to the destruction of society. It is the devolution, the erosion of everything that matters in a society that is supposed to achieve greatness. And that's why we have to battle this ignorance at every level, including the spiritual level. So it's not just about, let's stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights and so on. Even though that element is crucial, it's absolutely important. We also have to, and Alex Jones totally gets this, he's completely on board, he's aligned with this message, we also have to win the spiritual war so that there is an underlying value for life. Otherwise, how are we going to protect the next generation if people don't value the future of life on Earth? How are we going to protect the seed supply if we don't value heirloom seeds and the creation, generation after generation of food provided by the Creator and provided by Mother Nature? How are we going to continue life on Earth if we don't have a philosophy that even values life and consciousness and creation? You see why this matters? So if you look behind every tyrant, every TSA pedophile, every corrupt criminal in Washington, if you look behind them, if you peel away that biology and look at their soul, you're going to find a dark, demonic, destructive, zombie soul that is headed for annihilation, that is headed for total destruction, because that is what they worship. And they want to take as many of you with them as they can. Now, in contrast to that, most of you and myself and others here, if you look at our souls, we are, in effect, defenders of life, of consciousness. We are working hard every single day and most nights even to work in the protection of these ideas of protecting the innocent, seeking justice, telling the truth, that allowing the emergence of reality to be acknowledged by everyone out there so that there is no more deception, there is no more destruction, that people are free to live their lives with a sense of liberty and with a sense of spiritual connection to that which is divine, which is all around us, everywhere. That is what we fight for. So don't ever think that when you listen to the Alex Jones Show or you read InfoWars, don't think it's only about the day-to-day, you know, fighting for freedom of speech, fighting for liberty. That's crucial, but there is also a spiritual element behind it, above it, you might say, that imbues the words of the writers and the speakers with a sense of serving that which is the future of humanity, which is honoring life, the sacredness of life, honoring the Creator. And I got to say, too, every day that you have, I don't mean to get preachy here. It's just that this is just flowing right now. But every day that you have left in your life is a gift. It's a gift from your Creator. And that gift is your opportunity to set the record straight for your soul. I mean, most of us believe that our souls are eternal. They exist beyond this particular biological existence, right? I mean, it's written right into Christianity, for one thing. After life, there's a day of reckoning, there is a judgment, your life is reviewed, and you either go to heaven or hell, depending on what you did. Well, even if you don't believe that literally, I believe something like that definitely does happen. There is a reckoning, there is judgment. What you do does matter. That there is an accounting for your life. So every day that you have remaining, I beg of you out there, every day of your life that you have remaining is an opportunity to set your karmic record, the record of your soul, into the positive realm. How many people did you help? How many people did you defend? How many innocents did you help protect? Did you mentor a child? Did you spread awareness and awakening? Did you go online and help people awaken to the truth? Did you do those things? Because all of those increase your positive, almost you could call it a karmic score. And or in contrast to that, were you a destructive person? Did you harm people? Did you deceive people? Did you lie consistently and in a harmful way? Did you kill people who shouldn't have been killed? You know, were you a destructive person? That's also written on your karmic record. And when you face that day of reckoning, that day of judgment, it's going to be like a balance sheet. It's like bringing up an Excel spreadsheet. Oh, here's the balance sheet of your life. You did all of these positive things. That's plus one, plus five, plus 10. Oh, but then you did all these negative things. Minus seven, you know, minus 12. I mean, everybody's made mistakes, but can you now make up for them? Can you engage in more good and more positivity than any of the negative mistakes or harm that you might have inadvertently done before you really awakened, before you really realized what was going on? And did you fight against tyranny? Did you fight against the domination agenda, the controllers who are trying to suppress? I mean, think about it. If free will is granted to us by the Creator, then the Creator wants us to express freedom, wants us to express the divine principles of liberty. So any force out there that attempts to impinge upon that liberty, that attempts to disconnect us from that which is divine, which is granted by the Creator, those forces are then by definition evil. So when you stand against that, when you exercise free speech just by standing up for what is right and what is true, you improve the positive score on your balance sheet. And believe me, that one day when your physical existence is over on this planet and you face that Creator and you look at your balance sheet, your whole life is going to be reviewed out right in front of you like a giant billboard. Oh, here's your life. Let's watch it over again. It's like a movie in fast motion. Let's review what you did. And God help all those people who work for the TSA today. God help them, because they're going to look at their movie and they're going to be ashamed. They're going to be ashamed of what they did and who they harmed. And they sold their soul for a paycheck? Are you kidding me? How cheaply can you compromise your soul? And so many people are selling out today for a paycheck. It is absolutely unconscionable. Now, okay, enough on this. Enough on this. I just hope it resonates with you. I hope you get the seriousness of this. This is not just an info war. This is a spiritual war. And if you think that the InfoWars team is being attacked for telling the truth about Operation Fast and Furious and about spy drones and about all these other things, you just wait until this message of awareness and consciousness and the divine. You just wait till this message really starts getting out, because the attacks will be even stronger against all of us, because they know that this is the key. This is the key. If you understand these fundamental philosophical and spiritual principles, you are unstoppable. Like, for example, did you know your soul is bulletproof? Did you know that? I mean, your soul cannot be harmed by bullets. Only your physical body, which is a small blip of time on this planet in terms of the greater cosmos, your physical body can be harmed, but your soul cannot be harmed. In fact, if you are, let's say, killed standing up for what is right and what is just, defending the lives of innocent children, defending the future of life on our planet, defending humanity, if your physical body is killed for that, you know, so be it. Your soul actually is redeemed through that action, if you had the intention of protecting life and protecting that which is sacred. So your soul is bulletproof. They can't hurt it. Your soul is radiation proof. You know, even the worst accident at Fukushima can't destroy your soul. And that's the beauty of it all. It's there. That's the real you. It's not this hand. It's not this arm. The real you is what you decide to do with your free will, with your heart, with your spirit. That's what matters, and that's why we will be victorious in this fight for freedom and justice for all of us across the cosmos. It's that big. All right. We'll get back to some other topics when we return. Stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poetry.
Yeah, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I was just getting texted during the break. Yeah, people A lot of people really liked that segment that we just did. I hope it resonated with you, because it really is. There's a spiritual war going on here. There is a destructive force. There is a demonic, evil force on this planet that we've got to defeat if we hope to have any future whatsoever. So get out to Infowars.com. Watch that documentary, Humanity's Greatest Secret, Stairway to the Universe. That is a massive eye-opener. I strongly endorse the message of that documentary. And if you want to watch my take on it, I just released another documentary 4 days ago. That's at divinitynow.com, which is a site that is about spirituality. It's about the existence of a creator. It is about consciousness. It is about exploring reality. And no doctrine, nothing for sale there. It's just, this is, you know, we're fighting for the future of survival of humanity. So I know you're part of that. Join in. All right. This is heavy stuff. If you really understand what we're dealing with here, you can't help but be moved by it. You know, we do have the trace mineral salt lick on the desk here. I'm going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. Before that, a couple of lists that are really important I want to run by you here in this segment. Remember the recent power grid failures in D.C. and the Eastern Seaboard? Now, some very important things to learn about this in terms of preparedness. And there are a lot of InfoWars sponsors that offer preparedness items, and I really encourage you to check those out because they can be truly life-saving. But check it out. 911 failed in many areas. Cell phones failed. They're a fragile technology. The internet went down in many areas. Netflix, Pinterest, and Instagram were all down. The Amazon cloud that powers them went down. Most people have no clue what to do in an emergency. They were not prepared, and therefore they worsen any crisis because they become a burden on the system. This is a story that I believe this was on National News. It may have been posted on InfoWars as well. A national grid down situation would be far more complex to repair than the localized grid down that we saw in the Eastern Seaboard. And also, modern cities are built on systems that have little or no redundancy. Think about the things you rely on if you live in a city. You rely on the water supply. You rely on the power, the natural gas, emergency services to keep the order, just to keep the criminals from mugging everybody on the street. Modern cities do not have redundancy in all of those systems, which means a cascading failure can kick in and be very, very deadly very quickly. So, and Mother Nature will humble humanity. That's another message. Now, similar to this, here's another list article. This is on Infowars.com from Michael Snyder at The Economic Collapse. 25 signs the collapse of America is speeding up as society rots from the inside out. And again, if you think about why is society rotting from the inside out, if you look at the underlying philosophy that we talked about in the last segment, it's because the scientific dictatorship believes you're a dead zombie. Literally, they think you have no mind, you have no will, you have no soul. They literally believe that. Anyway, points from this story. Homicides in Chicago are 38% ahead of where they were a year ago. Roaming gangs of youths are causing havoc along the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. A lifeguard in Florida was fired for attempting to save a man that was drowning outside his patrol zone. Oh, how dare you leave your patrol zone and try to save a life. See, this is it. They don't value life. You get it? You get it? That's why they can euthanize people. Time Magazine. How to Die. Kill Granny. This is why they don't value life. Thieves are stealing identities and filing fraudulent tax returns to get large refunds that are not owed to them. The Secret Service, well, you know all about the Secret Service and all their scandals. Everything is going down in flames, and we've got to get to a fundamental philosophy of valuing life and creation if we're going to save this. So stay with us. A lot straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.